welcome to Imagine the Potential podcast. My name is David Limerick, and I'm a behavioral financial advisor with WeStreet Wealth Management. So what is a behavioral financial advisor? A behavioral financial advisor is simply someone who helps you manage your emotions and your values around your money. Your financial story is yours to write. Imagine your potential if you had the tools to write and create it. No matter what chapter you're in, we want to provide you with the tools you need to write your financial story. Welcome to Imagine the Potential podcast. And today we're going to continue our discussion of the four R's of managing our emotions in our decision-making process. In last week's episode, we discussed the first two R's. They are first, to recognize, and second, to reflect. Briefly, recognize is simply recognize that we have emotions and where we are. And to reflect is taking time to reflect on the situation and begin to take the emotion out of the situation. So let's start today with the third R, which is reframe. Now, reframing is the ability to logically think through the situation, considering where you are and where you are headed. We must look at situations without emotions and begin to form our options or our decisions in this way. When we are able to look at the situation and weigh the options and make the best decision for us possible based on the information you have. Now, how many of us, however, are wanting and needing more information before we make a decision? You know, once again, no decision is still a decision. When reframing a decision, keep an eye out for biases. Now, biases are prejudice that we have for or against a certain thing, a person, or a group. Now, sometimes we can have a bias and not even realize it. Biases refer to the tendency to be of a person to lean toward a particular faction or a particular fact without even paying attention to other ideas. For example, investors can be blinded by biases and make poor decisions. You may like a particular neighborhood and want to invest in some real estate, but ignore recent reports of an uptick in crime in that area. This bias can cause you to possibly buy the real estate because you want to be in that neighborhood. Another viewpoint that can help us reframe our decisions are framing effects. This is how things are presented to us based on a recent gain or a recent loss. And this can affect how we feel about an issue and can cause us to make decisions that are not consistent with what we value. Let me give you an example of framing. Framing is a way that people try to convince you to do something by the way they present the information to you, as opposed to just giving you the facts. Now, the last R is to respond. This is the key to deciding. To do something, we have to make sure that we don't allow all the little details to derail us. Once we have gone through the first three stages, it's time to make a choice. There's a saying that we hear people say a lot. It's called paralysis by analysis. This is when we overthink things too much, and I know none of us are ever guilty of that. We either want to go back on the choice, but what we have to do is figure out what best aligns with our values and make sure that we don't overcommit ourselves, but yet we want to make sure we do something. The idea of not doing is not an option. I like to say it like this. We don't want to continue to do too much talking and not enough doing. The key to understanding the four R's and to decide to move forward is to know that we have to make sure we recognize, we reflect, we reframe, then we respond. Understand every decision, if we're looking at the alignment model, and the four R's will be consistent. So join me next week as we imagine our potential and discuss our values that we carry that influence our choices. Thank you for joining me for Imagine the Potential podcast. The opinions voiced in this show's podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.